A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
The first apartheid security force member to testify in public and be granted amnesty was police captain Brian Mitchell of New Hanover in the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands. Mitchell appeared before the amnesty committee in Pietermaritzburg in October 1996. His 30-year prison sentence was expunged within 2 months, on the eve of the initial deadline for amnesty applications. Mitchell wasted no time in revisiting the village that he and his special constables had destroyed in December 1988. When he ordered them to kill ANC supporters on behalf of the Inkatha Freedom Party. And when, instead, they killed 11 people, mainly women and children, at a night vigil in Trustfield. Dumisani Shange, Angie Kapalianis and Darren Taylor report.
I've become a Christian, able to rethink what I did those years and why I did them.
Brian Mitchell is a slightly built man, with an open face. He glances nervously at the audience below the amnesty stage of the cold hall, at the elderly women wrapped in blankets, at the 12-year-old girl in the wheelchair, and there, just to the left, at the family of the 4-year-old boy he killed.
The releasing of an individual like Brian Mitchell would normally be anathema to me. It would be irrepugnable in the extreme in any normal society.
Michael Naidu.
I find it repugnable to stand here and actually argue that Brian Mitchell be released.
And I can just ask the people that were involved directly or indirectly and who have been affected by this case to consider forgiving me.
Yes. Now, you say that the time you spent in prison both before and after your sentence has been for you a learning experience. Is that correct?
Yes, it has. I've lost everything in life.
The community is not happy that Mr. Mitchell be given amnesty and be released without paying the full price of his actions.
Mahmoud Kaji.
And serving the full sentence that has been imposed on him by court.
Well, I've subsequently been divorced.
I don't want to distress you, Mr. Mitchell.
Andrew Wilson.
Is it correct that your wife suffered a great deal as a result of this?
Yes, my lord, enormously.
Tell us, Mr. Mitchell, when last have you seen your son? Was it several years ago that you last saw him? Yes.
Brian Mitchell's eyes fill with tears and glaze over as the relatives of those he killed sob. His whole body starts shaking and he swallows hard frequently.
The community of Trustfields has also requested me to advise the Amnesty Committee that they will try to forgive Mr. Brian Mitchell if he becomes actively involved in the reconstruction of the community that he was responsible for destroying.
The Brian Mitchell of the Trustfield massacre was a Brian Mitchell steeped in the indoctrination of the apartheid system. The Brian Mitchell before you has undergone a transformation. Brian Mitchell comes before you today and says that he wants to go out there and he wants to be actively involved in freeing others from the shackles of their indoctrination. And this he wants to do by being involved in preaching and through his future conduct and involvement in the community.
Brian Mitchell returns to Trustfield in April 1997, flanked by 6 policemen, 3 on each side. He's dressed in jeans and a blue and white patterned shirt. As he waits to face his victims, he folds his arms. Hundreds of people break into song. Mitchell blinks his eyes, almost in time to the beating hands. He gulps, sighs, and tenses up. There's an awkward silence in the air.
I just want to express my gratitude towards the community for allowing me to come here today and for the goodwill that I've experienced here so far. There were people that warned me that I mustn't come here today, but despite those warnings, I have come here because I know it's the right thing to do.
Mitchell tells his victims that the church will help them with their spiritual needs. But that's not what the people of Trustfeed want to hear. He killed 11 of them, and it's payback time.
I lost my husband, leaving me with so many children. Some of them have passed matric, but they cannot proceed with their education because of lack of support. I would like you, Mr. Mitchell, to advise as to how you are going to help in my situation.
Brian Mitchell cannot help them financially. He was recently fired from his job at Suncrush Coca-Cola in Ladysmith because of his past. I can't even help my wife and kids. How can I help you with money? The TrustFeed community rumbles with unhappiness.
Brian Mitchell has other ideas in mind on how to help the victims of political violence at Trustfeed.
I was led to understand that there are still a lot of people that left the area in 1988 that have not been allowed to resettle in this area. I think it's important that we must get these people to be allowed to return to their land and to develop their land, and that there is reconciliation between the political parties that were so divided in this area.
But some of Brian Mitchell's victims aren't ready to forgive him, like Jabulu Sila and Ngubane. Mitchell's hit squad shot her mother, Sarah Nyoka, several times. Ngubane is still upset that Mitchell has been granted amnesty, but now wants him to put his words into action. Other victims, though, thank him for his willingness to face his former enemies.
Brian Mitchell's ordeal is over, at least for the day. Now he must help to change the broken lives of his victims into something meaningful. The community decides to form a committee to liaise with him. For him to ask for forgiveness and for us to forgive him, say the people of Trustfeed, isn't enough.